And, you know, had marital issues. I didn't think I used to have marital issues, but Linda said, you did. You just didn't know you did. And we started to have boys. We started to have the first two of our three boys. And I had great parents, but even great parents make mistakes, and I wasn't going to make the mistakes my parents did, and I didn't. I made all the mistakes my parents made in a bunch. They didn't think I was loud, impatient, angry, immature, and sometimes violent with my kids. I'm not proud of that fact, but that's an accurate description of how I was. That list of issues that I just named to you were all present when I came in Alcoholics Anonymous, with the exception of my parenting, because we were just newly married and didn't have kids. And none of those items showed up in my first inventory. My first inventory was a kind of a confession of the worst things I have done in my life. Even though I had read the book and done an inventory and read the 12 and 12, I just didn't have much insight when I did my first, fourth, and fifth step into the causes and conditions. I don't think many of us, you know, without a lot of help, you know, are able to, you know, do as good a job as we sometimes like to. So I didn't have a good sense of all my defects of character, but during my second year, I got a pretty good list. And one by one, I would take these things on. And my idea was, okay, I'll buy it. I'm an alcoholic. I belong in Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcoholics Anonymous has got the answer for alcoholism. And if I've got the problem and you've got the answer, these issues in my life ought to get handled. And I suppose it'll take a year. Yeah. You know, they didn't get handled in a year or 5 years, and they haven't been totally handled in 38, but they've been handled pretty well. So, you know, I got real active in AA. I'm going to, you know, 6-7 meetings a week. I'm working with guys, going on 12-step calls. I'm doing the steps, and one by one, I get in touch with that I'm not a very good worker. I'm, you know, got a problem spending money. I got trying to quit gambling, and can't quit gambling. I got issues with being a parent. I got issues with being a husband, and I got issues everywhere, and I'm trying to work on them, and they aren't getting much better. Make a little progress, and then I fall backwards. And by my third or fourth year of sobriety, they're bothering me. By my fifth and sixth year, they're eating my lunch. And by my seventh year, I'm having a tough time. I feel like I'm going backwards. This is the story of my life. I interview well, I just don't work well. This is how it shows up. Everybody's telling me what a good job I'm doing in AA, and I'm in AA, and I'm doing, you know, I think what I'm supposed to be doing, but it felt bad. It didn't feel good. And I'd be at the club, and a new guy'd come in, and I'd get him a cup of coffee and sit down. He'd give me that bushel basket full of manure that he's bringing in and tell me about the wife and the place and the job and the bankruptcy and all that. And I'd say, hey, I know it's tough, but as tough as it is and as hopeless as it seems, you're in the right place. If you stay here, get in the steps, don't drink, get a sponsor, get into the book, it's going to be okay. You see that guy over there? God, he's had, you know, he's got 2 years, and he's knocking it out of the park. You're in the right place. You're going to be okay. And then I'd get in the car, 11 o'clock, drive home, and I'd say, but Bob, when are you going to be okay? You know, you just charged a sport coat at a store that you had a $400 bill at. When are you going to stop doing that? When are you going to stop gambling? When are you going to stop having issues with the kids? And I didn't have an answer for that. I really did not have an answer. And I felt like, as I say, that it was getting worse, that my recovery was. And I'm at the point I'm wondering if I need to go to different programs. Do I need to go to Gamblers Anonymous? Do I need to go to Spenders? I mean, if I had to go to a program for every issue I had, I would have been a busy little guy, I'll tell you. I mean, And I always had a sense from listening to the men and women that I was in meetings with that I didn't need to do that. And this is not a criticism. I sponsor guys that go to other 12-step programs, and I'm supportive of that. But what I have found for me, I went to Al-Anon for a while when our boys had difficulty. I'll talk more about that later. I wasn't able to surrender a depth to Al-Anon. I just couldn't make Al-Anon my place. Maybe I could now if I went, but at the time, I wasn't able to. And I didn't go to Al-Anon. I mean, I went as a beginner. I did not talk about my recovery in AA. But I didn't go to 90 and 90. I didn't get a sponsor. I didn't, you know, it was different for me. I went to kind of deal with a specific issue that I had, and AA has just always been my place. And I knew AA had an answer, and I kind of knew the answer had to do with getting a better relationship with the God of my understanding. And the problem was, is I go knock on the